Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome in. It is the Leadoff on 610 Sports Radio. Appreciate you joining us today. Kramer on the other side of the glass. My name is Brandon Kiley. If you want to get involved in the show, the text line is 69306. I am on Twitter as well, at BK Sports Talk. So the thing this week that has probably consumed the most amount of my time is the Mizzou coaching search, and it went nuclear just a couple of days ago. I want to talk with my friend Dan Wolkin. He is the national college football columnist for USA Today about that job and what could come potentially next. He joins us now on the Leadoff on 610 Sports Radio. Dan, thanks for joining us this morning. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm a little busy, but doing all right.
I appreciate you giving us a little bit of time. I know it is certainly a busy day for you guys. Dan, what has gone wrong with this Mizzou coaching search? I'm going to leave this open-ended for you. What the heck happened here?
Well, I don't know if I would characterize it as what's gone wrong. It's just the product of a job that I think a lot of people consider to be an okay SEC job, but one that is not necessarily an elite job. And so there's not maybe been the kind of interest in it that Missouri officials had hoped going in. I don't know where they will go from here, if they're going to hit the reset button and try to generate some new candidates. But certainly, the initial candidate pool, some of the names that came out were not very impressive to the fan base. And that's a real tough spot to be in as an AD trying to make a hire.
So that initial list that you're talking about included the likes of Jeff Monken, the Army head coach currently, Skip Holtz, who's now at Louisiana Tech, and the final one on that list was Blake Anderson, and then some have said Jay Norvell was also kind of the fourth name that they were looking at. In your opinion, Dan, do you think that's a reasonable list of 3 to 4 candidates for this job? From your perspective, do you think those would have been good candidates for the Mizzou football coaching job?
Well, those were all pretty good coaches in their own right, and they've done some things, and they might be successful, but I think the issue that people have is, why did you fire Barry Odom, who, it's not like he let the program crater. I think maybe there was some disappointment over the way the season went, but they didn't fall off the map. And so why did you fire him to generate that list, which just doesn't strike people as particularly impressive? And also, I think there's a financial issue there when you look at that list. I mean, that list to me indicates that they're shopping at sort of the mid-level price point and not putting out the kind of money that other SEC schools would throw on the table to attract some bigger-name candidates.
So that's an interesting point, because I don't know if that's the case or not, but let's say that it is the case. If they were prepared to make a more substantial offer, something that would be more competitive in the SEC, $4 or $5 million, let's say, who do you think would be on that list of candidates? Like, who could they go out and potentially offer if they were willing to offer that kind of money, in your mind?
I mean, I think certainly you could look at a Brian Harsin, type of person. That kind of money would be attractive. I hesitate to sort of throw out a bunch of names, but a lot of these searches have overlapped. Arkansas, Ole Miss, Missouri. Arkansas is in a similar situation right now, and they have been throwing around money, and they're not getting the kind of interest from people that maybe they thought or hoped. They thought maybe Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss swoops in and gets him. Now they're kind of having to hit the reset button. It's just tough. It's tough to lure somebody who's had success to a job, and even guys at the Group of Five level. I think Missouri, when they started the search, might have been thinking along the lines of Luke Fickell or someone like that, and found that he just wasn't interested. So guys are being a little bit pickier about which jobs they're going to take now.
We're talking with Dan Wolkin. He's a national college football columnist for USA Today. You can find him on Twitter at his name, at Dan Wolkin, W-O-L-K-E-N. I wanted to ask you about that situation, because as much as the Mizzou coaching search has, for a lot of fans, been frustrating, It does seem like this is more a college football program than it, or college football problem than it is a Mizzou problem necessarily. And that a lot of these jobs, they're just not finding the candidates that they were looking for. You mentioned Arkansas. There was the report last night from your colleague, George Schroeder, who said that they're looking at a former alum, Barry Looney Jr., potentially now as their next coaching candidate. I mean, this feels to me, Dan, like it's a bigger problem than just at Missouri. Would you say that's fair?
Well, I don't know that I would characterize it as a problem. It's just a fact of the market that even guys who are at the Group of Five level make a lot of money. Now, you know, in the American Athletic Conference, which is where a lot of these coaches are coming out of, a bunch of them are making $1 million, $1.5 million. Mike Norvell, who apparently is headed to Florida State, he made 2.5 at Memphis. So, you know, you have to be not just a job that is in the Power Five to lure someone like that. It has to be a situation where a coach feels like they can win big. So that's the issue. And so, like I said, guys, because there's not a huge financial incentive anymore to go to a place like Missouri, they're being pickier.
I wanted to ask you a couple more questions. We're talking with Dan Wolkin here on the Leadoff on 610 Sports Radio. One of the guys that's been getting a lot of buzz among Mizzou fans is Will Healy. You pay attention nationally far more than we do here locally. What can you tell our audience about Will Healy, the current Charlotte head coach?
Yeah, I mean, I know Will, and certainly he's a exciting young coaching prospect who has generated a lot of interest and a lot of buzz. First at Austin Peay, where he turned around that program and did a good job at Charlotte this year to get them bowl eligible. So there's a lot of potential there, but he's also very, very young. I think he's like 34. And to go from Austin Peay to Charlotte to an SEC program in a span of a couple years, I mean, that's just a massive, massive leap. And he's never worked at a Power Five program. He's never had to recruit at that, you know, those kinds of players. So I think there's a lot of question marks. If you're Missouri, do you want to take that chance? I don't know the answer to that. It's going to be up to them. You know, I think if that's the direction you go as a school, you're just betting that he is going to turn into a legitimate star and that you're just kind of getting ahead of the curve.
Last question for you, Dan. If you were the Mizzou AD and you were in charge of this search, who would be the coach or coaches that you would be targeting at this point?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, look, Billy Napier at Louisiana has done a good job. Eli Drinkwitz at Appalachian State's done a good job. Certainly those are viable, you know, SEC Power Five coaching candidates. I think there's a, you know, there's guys who have done it before and been successful, like Todd Graham, like Larry Fedora, who might be worth a look as a second chance guy, Brett Bielema. You know, but, you know, do those names excite people? And that's the issue that these ADs run into.
He's Dan Wolkin. He's a national college football columnist for USA Today. He's one of the best in the business. We appreciate him joining us this morning. Dan, thanks so much for the time, man. Enjoy what should be a pretty enjoyable Saturday slate today.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. That is Dan Wolkin joining us here on The Leadoff on 610 Sports Radio.
The Leadoff with Brandon Kiley, 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.